Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Interesting. The last part of that.
Whatever hits the mic.
Whatever else hits the mic.
I just realized that, actually.
I mean, are they talking about the spittle coming out of Brad's mouth?
Or just whatever crazy things we say week to week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't help but notice there's a third person on today, but I wanted to welcome everybody back to Stats Chat. This is episode, I believe, 8. Anyway, I'm losing track. We are having so much fun. But today is a special day from Studio 26. 4105 Lexington Avenue, the Gradient Center. We have got what I believe is the best guest to bring into the radio room. And there's a few reasons why, Kaylin.
I mean, none other than Tony Shore is in the room with us here today. Obviously, a little experience doing radio and doing some podcasts like this over the years, Tony. What do you have to say? Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Well, great to be here, guys. I am excited about the show. Happy to be in the room with you. I'm honored to be on Stats Chat. Yeah, you guys are getting great views out there.
Yes, I mean, for some reason.
Yeah.
We've been trying to crack 1,000 views.
You will.
This might do it.
You will crack 1,000. I mean, yeah. I mean, just look at me. Right, I mean, people look at me, you know, two words, diet and exercise. That's how I do it. That's how I roll. But thanks for having me on. I love it. And you provide a lot of great information for financial advisors out there, for the people you work with, and the viewers. So I love it. Yeah, I've been doing this a little while. I've been at Gradient, director of radio here for 13 and a half, almost 14 years. And in that time, I've recorded over 24,000 financial radio shows.
That is fantastic.
With a few hundred advisors.
That's crazy. 24,000?
24,000.
Holy
yeah,
smokes.
I do 35, 40 shows a week, okay, typically, and work with that many different advisors, different shows. They're all relatively unique. I mean, one week, everybody might want to talk about Roth conversions.
Right.
The next week, maybe two or three of them will talk about Social Security, but all different topics, as you guys know. And I work with a lot of advisors you work with. Brock Allspaw does two podcasts that I co-host with.
Oh,
him.
Very cool. Brock has done a great job with that. He loves that stuff.
He does. And he has a business focus for business owners podcast.
Sure does, yes.
And that's really taking off. That's great. But yeah, I love it. I love doing podcasts and radio shows. And I appreciate you guys having me on the air.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today. You know, obviously we've been talking a lot about the marketing things that advisors can do, how they prospect, right?
Right.
Let's be honest. In this industry, there's only, you know, a handful of things that really seem to work well. And I've talked many times about throwing that extra oar in the boat to get the boat going a little faster.
Sure.
And honestly, I believe radio and podcasting is one of those that really can speed the game up for advisors. Now, we understand it doesn't happen overnight. So a question for you, Tony, is when somebody wants to get involved in radio, just a little bit of the beginning, the steps, what it takes to get involved in our radio program and how fast they can maybe see some, you know, leads coming through the door.
Sure. Well, yeah, a lot of people have misconceptions, and I know every advisor wants an ROI, a return on their investment. You have a limited number of marketing dollars to spend. Where are you going to spend it? So it is important, and there is a difference. You can do a radio show and it can serve as a podcast. We make all our shows available on all the major podcast sites, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, which is a big one, Amazon Music, Audible. So the main podcast sites, we make the shows available, but there is a difference. If you want to be successful on radio and airtime is good, it depends on your market. It depends on your personal delivery, but it also depends on time. If you want a successful radio show and you want to spend the money for the airtime is the expensive part. Our costs are not the expensive
part.
For
sure. Right. Yep.
It's little to no money to have us do it for you. It's a low monthly cost. And that can even be offset. However, the airtime can cost money depending on the market you're in. But if you're not committing to at least a year, we will tell you it's money wasted because you have to commit to a year. You can't expect results in 3 months. We've had people start a radio show, and after 1 month, they get a $3 million client that pays for their year.
For sure.
And that happens. However, our most successful show in the 13 years is probably, we've had a number, they've all been relatively successful and gotten a return on the investment. But the biggest one is probably Michael McGuire in Oklahoma City. And it's partly because of his market. It's an enclosed market. Markets like Omaha, Nebraska, Oklahoma City, where it's a big enough city, but yet it's not crazy. You're not in that New York City conglomerate between, sure. you know, sure, Philly yeah. and New York and Boston. It's tough in there, tough in Southern Cal, right. But where there's big cities. However, he had to stop doing all other marketing because radio became so successful. He quit doing seminars. Same with Bill Altman in Omaha. He stopped doing seminars because radio became so successful. But you also look like it doesn't take that much to get a return on your investment because radio leads are different than seminar leads. Because when somebody calls you from hearing the radio show, they've probably been listening 6 months. Off and on, they've listened to numerous shows to get to know you. They don't just hear one show and pick up the phone.
For typically. Sure. Yep.
They might listen to you and go, you know what? I do like this guy. You know what? This makes sense. Or I want to know more about that. So it's a qualified lead. And that's what I hear from all our advisors. I hear it from Brock. I hear it from Michael McGuire, Bill Altman, Corey Sickles. It's different than a seminar lead. You get more leads instantly from a seminar, hopefully. But the leads that call in or come in from the radio are qualified. Most people tell me I don't even have to go through my three meetings. It doesn't. They just come in and say, hey, I like you. I want to work with you. Here's $3 million. And you're going to be like, wow, okay.
Radio's working.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it took Michael McGuire a year and a half to get to that point. But he's so happy he did because now last year this is the most successful I've ever heard. But last year he got $50 million in new business just off his radio show.
That's crazy.
Last year.
Well, and you brought up ROI and I want to touch on that just for a second because you get to talk to the guys every day and gals that do radio and you hear, you know, firsthand how much they're spending. Every market's different. And that's the ones I got to hear from advisors. They hear radio or TV and they go, oh my gosh, I'm in LA. What could that possibly cost? or I'm in, you know, Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's going to be a difference in how much that costs.
Difference.
Yeah. And so I've started to notice advisors are even dropping some radio ads even, or commercials to reduce the cost.
Yep.
Now, as far as the ROI, and we don't typically talk about your, you know, maybe your new advisor getting involved in radio right out of the gates, right?
Right.
At what level do you see that transition? Is it somebody doing 3 to 5 million in total assets gathered, 5 to 10? Can you elaborate a little bit on where you start to see the trend?
Yeah, 3 million plus.
Three million plus is
exactly. Before that, you probably need to you're getting the cart before the horse. And it really does depend per market, but we do get good return on investment typically, but it's not the only reason you do radio. I mean, you have to understand that it's also the credibility that having a weekly show gives you. If you do a seminar, for those who are doing shows and seminars, which I think is the best combination, do a radio advertising campaign, 30-second ads or 60-second ads on the biggest couple of stations in your market, and we help with that. I have the ratings, the Arbitron Nielsen ratings. I can tell you which station that is in your market. And if you do ads and advertise your business, advertise your workshops and seminars. In the seminar, you put up a slide with that station logo and say, hey, you know, maybe you heard about us here. I have a weekly show. If you say I have a weekly radio show, even if you're not on air, even if it's just a podcast, you just say I have a weekly financial show. You should listen to it. I give great financial advice. We highlight a topic each week. We talk about the current state of the markets. We have market updates from our our portfolio managers. We have guests. So it's huge. The starting point, though, for people, even under 3 million podcasts, because people think, well, how do people listen to podcasts? If you promote it, they will. And because of the huge popularity of YouTube, video podcasts are where it's at. That's where we're starting to see a lot of success and a lot of traction. And that is such a low bar for entry. Anyone can do a podcast. I mean,
we got Kaylin sitting in the studio today.
I mean, I'm not going to name names, Kaylin. but anyone can do a podcast.
We were joking around before we came on the air. Some of our videos almost 1,000 likes. We haven't even done anything.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, yeah, it's true. And I mean, we have one guy in Florida that has been doing videos on YouTube. I should have listened to him because he's like, I'm putting my show on YouTube. And I've been doing a show with him now 9 years, Dan Wendell. And Dan has had over a million views on his shows.
That's crazy. Wow.
And he has one that a couple on Social Security that have over 100,000 views. And he's got subscribers, like 10, 11,000 subscribers.
And he's actually reaching people way outside of the state of Florida, too.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. And some people say, well, I just want to focus in my area. You still want to do a podcast. Want to do a YouTube. And you know what? A lot of people, I'm doing podcasts with people who aren't quite at 3 million or at 3 to 5. And their client base, it's a way to retain clients.
Sure.
Their biggest listeners every week. Oh, you know, Ethel, my client Ethel, she listens every week. I get emails from her. I get critiques from her. I get questions to answer on the show from different clients. Same with a lot of our advisors out there tell me, oh, my top clients always listen.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one thing I will add too is, you know, when we get people into radio, there's always the unknown. Like, where do we start? Do we have to fly to Minneapolis to do this? You know, do I have to go to Topeka, Kansas to do this? Obviously, Tony, you're based in Minneapolis here at our Arden Hills facility. But can you kind of just describe how we get started? I'm a $3 million advisor. I want to get started.
Sure.
I'm worried about content. I don't even know where to begin. Where do we go?
Easy. The first step is call Kaylin or Brad and say, I want to be part of it. Then they'll hook you up with us here at Luson, the Gradient division that does the radio, and myself and Jacqueline and Andy in the radio department. And it's easy. All they have to do is say, we want to do it. If they want airtime, we'll do the market research for them. If they just want to do a podcast, no problem. They'll sign an engagement package that just says what we're doing. Then we send out a microphone to them. They can record in their home office, if they have an outside office. We have guys that do it from their house every week, and they have successful shows. It's not a problem. You get a camera, a microphone, a little mixer to hook up. You can even have guests. A lot of our bigger advisors who have their own office buildings or extra office space set up, we'll fly to your office and set up a studio for you.
Sure. Oh, wow.
If you're serious about radio after you've done it a while. Now, that's not one of the first things we do. We get you going. You want to do some shows first. And a good way to start is start with the podcast only. And then as we get shows under the belt and get better at it, the show's sounding good, then we look for airtime. And then after that, after you get the show down, then we go to video and you can make it available on YouTube. And it really does help. It's really easy. We just send you the microphone kit. We set up a time each week. If you want me to co-host, I'll co-host the show with you. We set up a time each week, like every Monday at 8 a.m. or every Monday at 1 p.m., I'll be there. You'll be there. We use a really easy to use StreamYard. That's what we're using. It records a video podcast. It records the audio. It's great. It's super easy to use. Even these guys, marketers can use it. So it's gotta be, you know, it's gotta be easy. We gotta keep it simple for these guys.
This will work for you.
We gotta keep it simple for these guys. Those, Those golf caps are on pretty tight. So sometimes the blood gets cut off. It's not always easy for them. We're praying for both Brad and Kalen. But yeah, I mean, that's exactly, it's that easy. We just send you the mic kit. We set up a time to start recording shows.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned how easy it is. A lot of people think that you need a studio like this. I mean, we were at an agent's office a couple weeks ago. She's like in the back garage section. That's where her office is, and that's where she's recording podcasts and radio out of.
Yeah.
So I think the day of, I just mentioned that, is that everyone thinks you need a soundproof room to do radio.
No.
Technology's kind of evolved over the years a little bit where you can, as long as you're not in a gymnasium, right?
I mean,
all joking aside, you can pretty much do it anywhere. Yeah.
Especially a small, the smaller the room, the better. And the lower the ceilings, the better. If you're in a too big of a room, you get some echo, but the mics are great. They've improved them so much that the mics are quiet. Plus our sound engineer, Andy, who has years of engineering experience. I mean, he's engineered records. He's a great audio guy. He can make you sound great. So yeah, it's really easy.
One thing real quick, and I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but the invention of a smartphone, I don't have one here, right? And podcasts and people not listening to radio as much. And I'm very guilty of that myself, being a podcaster.
Yep.
What is the industry seeing, I'll say, over the last decade regarding listenership change in regards to radio shows, commercials, money spent on it now, just tell me a little bit about that. That's evolved over the years.
Good question. Some people, especially the younger folks out there, will think, hey, radio's got to be dead. But if your target, it depends on what your target audience is. If it's 55 plus and you have a show or an ad running on the conservative news talk or sports talk station in your town, you're hitting 55 plus. 55 plus still listens to radio, especially 60 plus. The older you get, the bigger percentage of that crowd is still listening to radio.
Mm-hmm. 48 still listens to radio. Just saying.
In morning drive, you're still catching a lot of people.
Yep.
And if you listen to who's advertising, there's big companies advertising and little companies advertising on radio. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason. They wouldn't be if they didn't get a return on investment. Sure. And you don't hear, you'd hear a different, every time you turn on the radio, you'd hear different companies rather than the same. And you're hearing the same because it's working for them.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know, I mean, the diamond business in Minneapolis, that's all you hear on radio.
For sure.
And car dealerships.
And law firms. Yeah.
Law firms and car dealerships.
Buy your house.
Realtors. But it's just another form of marketing. But if you have a show, it gives you credibility. If you do just ads, you need to use those ads to drive them. You still need to do a show, do a podcast. In my opinion, regardless of how much you're earning, everyone should do a podcast because it gets you. I've heard from every advisor I've worked with, doing the show has helped my seminars be better. I'm a better speaker because I have to do it every week. I have to know what I'm talking about. It has helped so many advisors. And if you look at who has actual airtime and is actually paying for radio, if you look at Gradient's top 25 advisors, there I can count on one hand the number in the top 25 who aren't part of our radio show.
I bet.
And don't have a radio show. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. When you get to that level, it's a no-brainer, and they want credibility. They're trying to become the big dog in their market. Right. And if you're like that and you're not doing a show, you're missing out because somebody will take that slot and a competitor will be doing a show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to lose the opportunity if it presents itself.
There's opportunity lost there.
Well, Tony, I really appreciate you stopping by today.
No problem.
Honestly, our radio program, I believe, is one of the top in the industry. You've done an amazing job. And for any of our amazing listeners, I can't think of a better guy to work with. I mean, over 24,000 shows.
A lot of shows.
And I can't tell you how many years of experience you got behind the mic.
I hate to even say it because it would show my age, but my first full-time radio job was in 1984 while I was still a senior in high school, half of my senior year.
1984?
Yeah, that would be like 41 years.
Kalen does not even know what that is.
He wasn't even born yet.
No,
he wasn't even born yet. Yeah. No, so,
well, we want to pump your tires up a little bit. Obviously, you do a great job, but we still have to get you through the door here because obviously, you know, if we tuck the ego up too much, you know, you won't, yeah.
won't the, fit through the door. Won't get through. I'll have the binger problem. We call it the right. binger.
Oh, yeah. Is that the binger problem?
We call it, you know, the binger problem.
We had a problem last time. Binger was in here. No, we really appreciate you coming in and
sure.
Thanks for all you do for our people.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for having me on your show.
Yep. Enjoy.
Yep.
Brad and Kaylin do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.